and welcome to another episode of 20 Minutes with Chad. And guess, we got the sound fix for season four. Yay! Who knew hitting the auto normalize button in your garage band would fix your problems? So when you update to Catalina, people, little sound advice, turn off the auto normalize button. And your sound, you won't have a hot mic. Who knew? Hey, Chad, you haven't been here for like 5 months. You mean, yes, with third episode of the season. You seemed a little better. What happened to you?
January, February, I went to like a deep anxiety, depression mode, man. It's just like, people are like, between like my stomach issue to like the pandemic, finally hit the pandemic fatigue. So depression is definitely a real thing. Kind of people get like, oh, creative burnout, career burnout, where it was just like, it was to the point, yeah, it was just interesting. Like, a lot of people, there's, like, a stigma about, like, oh, you have to be happy-go-lucky. And that's what I hate about social media, where everyone's like, oh, they're always fake and happy. Or they do that, like, fake, oh, mental health thing, like, Lily Pons and stuff like that, like, Hannah Stocking or whatever you want to call them. These, like, big YouTube stars, social media influencers are always like, depression and mental health, blah, 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 look at me, I have crying fake tears for Instagram. And it gets annoying, right? I just sit there and I'm like, ugh. Like, I try not to, like, post that shit on, like, my social media. And, but yeah, no, it was just, like, that. And it was, like, to the point where, like, my job was cutting my hours and stuff. And, like, my living situation. And it's in L.A., so it's really super expensive. Like, the taxes are freaking crazy down here. Like, everything has service fees to small order fees to, there's places that also charge pandemic fees now. They call it the COVID-19 fees. They have restaurants doing that bullshit. But, like, it got to a point where one of my roommates, he's a drug dealer, he had some things called Mexican Zannies. All I can tell you, in 30 minutes, I was, like, all wobbly in the knees. Whew, that shit lasted 12 hours straight, man. But that's also, I found out you're supposed to break it in 1/4. You're not supposed to take the whole thing. But, you know, I was like, when in Rome, go Chris Farley and John Belushi, man. But it was strong. Like, dude, I slept for like 12 hours. Like, in 30 minutes, it hits you. It hits you so hard. I was just like, feeling like Michael J. Fox. Like, I can't feel anything. It was like around noon, your painting gets bad. So yeah, that's I had to be one of your favorite Canadians under the bus, right? but yeah, no, it was it was an interesting time. It was good. But yeah, so that's pretty much was that. I just kind of like do my walks and stuff, but then I got hurt, so that kind of put a damper on things, and then work drama and. Like, I'm gonna bring this. Fuck it. I don't care what people did. They could fucking fire me for it. So, what was it? My Latina crush, he quit in January.
Oh, finally.
Come to find out. But she quit in January, but I lost connection with her and stuff like that because there was something going on. Like, around December, she was acting really weird. Like, I felt there was like a vibe going on because we have two shift managers that were like, dating, and basically she was hooking up with the dude, and then like it came out in January that they were hooking up while he was still dating the other chick, and all the fighting for that and everything. And after I was fucking her, didn't like me because I liked the Latina chick, so I was just like, whatever. I'm like, I don't do this high school, I'm not trash. So, but they're pretty much trash. But he quit too, thank God, because he's a stupid like cholo wannabe. But it's like, I used to be a drug dealer. I used to have guns. I'm like, oh, cool for you. I know people who are like OGs, and they just show up and throw you in the Delta, and they don't tell you, like, oh, we killed you. But I started laughing. Like, I grew up around people like that where I sit and I start laughing when he does, like, yeah, da-da-da-da. I'm like, yeah, these buddies I knew, that was throw you in a trunk and take you to the slough and throw your body in the thing. And I'm like, hey, where did he go? We don't know. So I start laughing. I was like, I came from that kind of OG generation. Like, I'm kind of glad I went into the arts, because if I wasn't, I'd probably be doing that shit. But yeah, no, I started, like, that drama was going on. And I feel bad for the ship manager that he cheated on, because she don't like me. Like, it sucks. Like, she don't like me at all. Which, what? Someone didn't like me because I'm a sarcastic, snarky asshole? What? I was like, I really don't care. I'm like, if I'm not fucking you, or if you fucking me, you paying my bills, I don't care if you like me or not. So, I just like how, like, the podcast has gone to NC-17, like, after 5 months. Like, Chad's gone angry. It's called alcohol and drugs, assholes. What's anxiety and depression do for you? Diabetes, whatever. Diabetes. But, yeah, so pretty much that's that drama.
Hasn't this show always been NC-17? There's been no filter on you since day one.
True. I never had filter, but I just kind of, like, have the zero fucks now, where it's just, like, the other day, like, I don't even go full-blown at my day job, where it's just, like, I just do what needs to be done, and I'm gone, like, minimum wage, minimum effort bullshit. So they're like, Chad, the phone-in wings weren't done. I'm like, that sounds like a manager problem, not a Chad problem. If you don't like that, either schedule me more hours or hire more people that actually do their jobs and stop putting shift managers as CSRs who don't do shit anyways because you're too lazy to hire people or schedule more hours. So they can go fuck themselves. I don't care. And people at Pizza Hut like, oh my God, you're talking shit. I'm like, I don't care. Fuck Pizza Hut. I'm like, I really don't care anymore.
Well, like, I guess you'll be back for episode 4 of this season saying I'm looking for a new job.
Exactly. So I'm looking for a new job. Chad is sucking dick on Magnolia Boulevard at 12 o'clock or during dinner.
So when you go on a walk, how far are you still doing your 8 miles a walk?
I think that's why I got hurt. I was like, I pushed myself a couple weeks ago. I was doing 10 miles a day.
Okay.
I was doing 10 miles a day. And then I would go to work because I had like hella hours this week. Because like there was like this one week where a driver quit, a CSR quit, and one of the managers quit. They like all 1 week. So everyone's hours were all messed up. So I almost worked 30 hours that week. So I was working long days. So I would do my 10-mile walks. They go and work for 6 to 7 hours. And that's like lifting, like standing. And so it kind of, I think it like, because that's what happened. Because it was like last Saturday. It's going on almost 2 weeks. So like a week and a half ago, like a Saturday, I just felt like a pain in my knees, both my knees, lifting a box. I was like, well, I think I'm going to go home early. Like, I don't feel so good. And then that Sunday, Monday, my knees were like swollen, couldn't feel my feet. And then Wednesday, I finally was able to feel pins and needles in my feet. Because I called my doctors. I was like, yo. And they're like, oh, it sounds like you just did this, this, and this. And I'm like, all right. And, like, my knees are still kind of, they kind of still feel fuzzy. So I either tore something or I developed, like, because I was already developing arthritis no matter what. Because I have messed up knees. And arthritis goes in my family, like, because I'm almost 40. Like, I'm 36. Like, all my family got really bad arthritis in their 40s. It doesn't matter if how much you weigh, exercise, they have bad arthritis, like really, really bad. So I was just like, and then I also get like, and it's certain things skip generations where like my family also has IBS, and like stomach issues. And then my grandmother and like, and it always skips generations that she also has like, what was it? Vertigo, and then like mini strokes and shit. And that shit came to me. Like, I have that shit. Like, I'm still, I'm like, it just skipped a generation. I'm like, oh, great. I have all the best genetics. They skipped everyone. They skipped the kids and they went to the grandkids. So at least I know what I'm going to die from, unless I get stabbed by a hot Latina or something, or a Xanny overdose or whatever. I'm probably going to die from a heart attack or a stroke.
So we all know you work at Pizza Hut. At least you keep telling us. I have a question.
Sure.
When you, I order one of those cookies. Do you have cookies in the USA?
Yes.
Are they like completely frozen? You just oven them and give them to me, right? There's nothing done to them?
Yeah, there's nothing done to them.
Okay, so my question
pizza is like a McDonald's of fucking pizza. That's pretty much what it is. Just like, if it's a pizza plate, it's like McDonald's. It's just pretty much just all fucking frozen and sent to us, and nothing's fucking made up of Pizza Hut.
Okay, this is a question I've always wanted to know. Mm-hmm. I love Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza. It's probably the worst thing on the planet for me, but I do enjoy it. Mm-hmm. How do you get the cheese in the crust?
The cooks actually roll it in the. It's like they order small. They're like, oh my god, secrets. He's telling secrets of Pizza Hut. I'm like, go fuck yourselves. You can probably find it on the internet somewhere on Reddit or something. They basically like the string cheese shit. And just roll it up, the crust over.
Is it real cheese or it come out of a can?
It's real cheese. It's string cheese.
Oh, really?
It's like a string cheese thing. Or like when you go to like little string cheese ones, but they're longer. So you just wrap it around and then just roll the dough over it.
Now, in all the years, have you ever decided to order Pizza Hut wings?
I have had Pizza Hut wings because free.
And how bad are they?
They're pretty bad.
Okay.
Like, it's just like, it's not, I mean, what do you mean bad? You mean health-wise?
No, or? Just taste. They don't look healthy to me.
They're not like, I don't know why people want to spend like $20-something on them, because down here they up the prices. So like 12 pieces is almost $20. And it's just like, why? You go to like a wing place and spend the extra cash and get like what, 36 or 48 pieces. And getting a different variety of sauces, where here it's only like, what was it? Honey barbecue, buffalo mild, buffalo medium, buffalo hot, two dry rubs. You have the garlic parmesan, which is fucking nasty. You have spicy garlic, which is the garlic parmesan and medium buffalo sauce together. It's just like, you sit there and it's teriyaki. They call it sweet teriyaki. It tastes like fucking salt in a can. It's like, it's not sweet at all. It's just fucking sodium. That's what it all is. It's like, the sodium and so much preservatives, that's why you last so long. They're bad for you when it comes to that. So when I get it, I usually get the bone out because I like nuggets. Like, they're not better than McDonald's chicken nuggets. Like, that's like my guilty pleasure, man. Like, dude, I would suck dick for 40-piece chicken nuggets from McDonald's, man. I love their thing. Get that sweet and sour sauce and rub it on my mint tits, and I'd be like going to town on it.
So all I got to do to get my dick sucked, just so I know, is buy you a 40-pack of Chicken McNuggets.
I'll suck dick, cradle of balls, whatever.
I just want to make sure when I get off the plane, I'm prepared.
It's like, fuck this hug, Chad. You're like doing this.
I don't want the hug anymore. I'm out.
But I don't know why I love the chicken nuggets from McDonald's for some reason. I don't know why. I've always loved it. And I get mad because, like, I ordered DoorDash the other day. I get mad because I gained weight in December, January, February. Luckily, I keep it low because I work out a lot. But I was just like, I ordered fucking chicken nuggets the other day. There wasn't 40 piece. It was 20 piece because, you know, I was trying to limit myself. And then I got a cheeseburger and a chocolate shake.
Yeah, okay, that made the difference.
So it could go down, and then the large fries, you know, with no salt, but you gotta keep that, you know, gotta moderation, you know. But they fucking forgot my cheeseburger, so they had to give me, like, DoorDash had to give me, like, a $2.16, like, credit, so we'll see with that. So I had, like, that, and then, the other day, I fucking had, like, you know, whole medium thin crust the other day myself. I was like, fuck. Because, like, I haven't been eating a lot. Like, all I do is I wake up, eat a banana, take my medicines. I usually go on my walk. Lately, I haven't gone on a walk, so I'll go to Starbucks. I do my walk, I go to Starbucks. I go home, I make Quaker Oats, and I put, like, raspberry, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry. Have my that with my almond milk. Eat that. And then, like, later in the day, I either make a fruit smoothie or a salad. And then when I go to work, I eat an apple. So I don't eat a lot now. But then at night, I get super fucking hungry. And that's when I'm like, fuck, I ate a pizza, like, around 8 o'clock. I was like, god damn it. Because I was, like, fucking hungry. And I'm like, ugh.
Well, I was just on your Twitter earlier today, and something's been removed.
Trump's been removed?
Chad tweeted something and now it's gone. So I would like to know, why was your tweet removed tonight? What did you say? You did. You don't even know what goes on your own Twitter page? How does that work?
Where? I see.
What did Chad say? Like, do you get upset when people say, here, I'm trying to pull it up for you because I know you're going to ask, and now I got to pick on you. I can't even find it now. But whatever you wrote has been removed. I meant both of them suck. I click on it, and the tweet has been deleted. So what's going on here? Like, Chad talks about a big game, how he's not afraid of anybody. He doesn't care what happens in this world.
That actually might have been Twitter deleting that from me.
What did Chad say?
Twitter's been doing that. Hold on one second. I want to make sure. Because that might be what it is. Let me check. Because I'm going on Twitter right now. Because Twitter has this, like, bullshit anti-bullying thing. So if they don't agree with something, fucking they'll take it down. So let me see here.
Well, I find it weird because I've been going on about Jennifer Gardner for a year and how she doesn't take any chances with her acting ability. And they haven't removed that yet.
No, the tweet. Oh, that's not my tweet, though. That was Deadline.
Okay.
I'm going to delete that. That's why. Because I was retweeting a site.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I was sitting there, I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, I don't delete stuff. Only thing I really delete is either on Instagram or Facebook. So I usually watch what I say on Twitter. Facebook, I really don't care because, like, it's not private. And I have only like 122 people on it, and that's like close friends, family, some industry people here and there that I know. I really don't use it as I like. I don't use it to promote anything. Instagram, I really don't do too much political stuff as much. Like I do, like my stupid selfies and shit like that. And I've been putting my like when I was doing TikTok and shit, I was putting all my TikTok videos and stuff and try to build my audience that way. But I really don't like. I do. Couple posts for political stuff here and there, but people just get butt hurt and all these people like try to do like echo chambers and I don't care. Like, do someone was like body shaming me the other day when I had a picture of my long hair and they're like, you don't look good when you have long hair. I'm like, that's cool. I ain't fucking you or you're paying my bills, so I don't give a fuck what you think. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, your wife looks like your sister, so I don't know. I'm like. I'm like, you look like fucking cousins from the hillbillies. I don't know, shit.
Okay, before...
Yeah, like, wow.
We're almost done. I just have one last thing I want you to address. Now, everything that was supposed to be going in theaters on HBO Max is going directly to HBO now. Mm-hmm. As a filmmaker, is that good or bad?
I personally like it because you give an option to people... see, the big step is that this is also a slippery slope where everyone needs to have great internet. I really think our country should, if we're going to get taxes and stuff, that's the one thing I agree about the infrastructure thing, what Joe Biden's trying to do. Everyone should have top quality, good quality, no matter how it's like, it shouldn't be expensive. Everyone should have internet. Not everyone wants to go to a movie theater. Like, I love going to movie theaters. Like, I will go to the movies. Like, I want to go see Nobody at the movie theater because that looks fucking awesome because I'm a big Bob Odenkirk fan. I like the idea of them opening it in theaters and streaming at the same time. Look at Kong and Godzilla, where it was just like it actually made hella money still, and they released it at the same time. Like, they actually made a good thing at the box office and also streaming. So basically, I personally think it's a great thing for business-wise. There has to be some way, like, the filmmakers have to make money, but I like the idea of cutting the middleman out. So the theaters are sort of like the middlemen, and they're already kind of charging an arm and a leg. It's like, well, you know you want to see our movies, but we're going to charge you $20 tickets and $15 bucket of popcorn, which is only probably 99-cent bag. It's just a racket. It's just like fucking Teamsters. Like, I'm Italian, so I'm like, I know what you're doing, you fuckers. I know you. Oh, you forget about it, you know. So as Italian, I'm like, they took it from us or the Jews. Well, I think it's more of Italian racketeering than Jewish people. But, you know, I was sitting around, like, as Italian, I'm like, you guys, Joe Pesci them. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I think it is. It's just like, I like, if you want to still do big tentpole stuff, like big franchise stuff, yeah, sure, go to movie theaters. I like movie theaters because I grew up going to movie theaters. And I would love to see my shit on big screen, but I'm also a storyteller and entertainer and a content creator where I'm like, I'll be telling stories on any platform I can. Like, that's what always kills me when people are like, I'm a filmmaker, I do this, I don't do this. Like, okay, you guys, you could be a purist and whatever, your art form, but I'm a storyteller, I'm an entertainer, I'm going to tell my stories to an audience no matter which platform it is. I think that's why I'm more lenient to stuff like, oh my God, you know, I'm like, I don't like that. And especially indie filmmakers, they go fuck themselves. I hate when they fucking go like, oh, I made an indie film, and if you look at it, you're all doing fucking superhero movies now. I'm like, it's because it's calling card films. Like, just call it what it is. You're a director or a filmmaker doing a calling card film so you could do Superman 207 or fucking Batman 999, whatever you want to call it. That's pretty much it. It's like, you guys go to your comic book movies. I'm not interested in doing it. I would like to do a comic book movie, don't get me wrong, for dedicating to my brother, because, like, my brother was a big DC, like, DC Universe fan. Like, I would love to do something that. But that's the only reason when I would do a superhero comic book movie is because for my brother. But everything else, I'm like, it's not my interest. Like, I'm not a tech wizard. I'm not like Peter Jackson. I'm no Michael Bay. I'm no Zack Snyder. I'm not that. I'm not Christopher Nolan. I'm not pretentious like he is, even though he makes good stuff, but I'm not pretentious. So it's just like, it is what it is. I'm like, I'd rather be like a Spike Lee or someone just making my little movies and doing shit. And Top 5 Blood should have been fucking nominated for Oscars. Fuck the Oscars.
Goodbye, Chad.
Deuces.